All right, talking about crime and public disorder in New West. Let's check in with New Westminster City Councilor Paul Minhas. He also owns and operates a tavern there in the neighborhood, too. Hey, Paul, thanks for coming on.
Good morning, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. I know you heard my interview there with Anita Dunn, who's shutting down her clothing store in New West because of the problems there. What do you think about what she had to say?
Oh, she's absolutely dead on, Mike. Every word that she said, I echo that, and I couldn't agree with her more. My heart goes out to her and what she's going through. I feel for her and a lot of the other business community owners in the neighborhood.
Okay, how bad is it right now? Because, you know, it seems like every neighborhood is experiencing these type of troubles to some degree or another. But how would you describe the situation in downtown New West right now?
Oh, it's really bad, Mike. Business entrepreneurs in our community are bleeding financially. I know there's a lot of other reasons as well, but there are certain things that the leadership at the city hall can control. And what I say is this is a made in U.S. problem. Of course, every municipality is having these issues, but we do have control over some of the things that we can do to mitigate and control these problems. I've always said leadership starts at the top, with the mayor and then the council. And we need stronger leadership at the city hall to tackle this and a lot more.
Well, give me an example of something the city could do right now.
Oh, absolutely. For example, Anita was talking about the parking, the cost figure for that. Myself and one of my colleagues, Councillor Fontaine, we tried to bring a motion to lower the fees, and we were defeated 5-2. And that's just one example of some of the challenges that the small retail shops or the hospitality industry that are in the downtown core, that would help them a lot. You know, when the cost figures are so high and they're constantly worried about going and putting money in the meter, or you forget to put the money in the meter, and then you come back, you get a fine, it leaves a very bad taste in your mouth.
Speaking of New West City Councilor Paul Minhas, let's go to some phone calls here. Dave on the line in New Westminster. Hi, Dave. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I've been living in New West probably for about 18 years. I've seen the changes. We moved from Vancouver because of affordability issues, trying to buy a home. Came to New West, started off, and crime wasn't as bad probably 18 years ago. I know a lot has changed. I know there's the opioid crisis and such, but it seems that things have really kind of ramped up where these small businesses down in New West, off Columbia, you go to park, you have to park to get in there. There's, all these places are shuttering because of people breaking in, stealing, theft. There's been assault on buses. New Westminster SkyTrain is an issue. It seems like there's an ongoing concern. And then city councilors, I think, are focused on, I'm glad for green initiatives, but instead we're putting money into bike lanes that are not being utilized instead of looking at public safety.
Okay, thank you for the call. Councillor, can you talk a little bit about some of the impact on small business? I know you're a business owner yourself in New West. We've seen some prominent small businesses shut down there, right?
Yeah, it's very true. Mike, lately, a well-known establishment in the Key, a place called the Paddle Wheeler, after 37 years, they closed down. A place called the Union Jack Uptown closed down. A small little boutique flower shop in the Key, they closed down. There's more to come because I've been hearing from some of the other business owners. They are at not only at a breaking point, but how much can you keep losing financially? There comes a point when you have to draw the line. And then it's also your mental health. It takes a huge toll on that. And then there's more to come from what I'm hearing.
Okay, we're following it closely. Councillor, thank you for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Paul Minhas there, New Westminster City Councillor.